Well, I think if we are activists, you're activists in an
Yeah,
educational
yeah.
way.
I mean, it's depends upon your definition of activist. I mean, we were active in educating people about environmental hazards, and we did this because of the credibility that comes with that. And federally, 501c3. I mean, that's all necessary for a serious organization. There's some folks who would say, "Oh no, you're catering to the establishment." Well, in certain aspects you do, because it gives you a certain stature.
No, there's a bigger reason than that.
Well, and there's a, well, it's the lawsuit thing too, because
They can't go after
they
the
can't go
individual.
after individuals. They have to sue the organization.
And that's what people were worried about when we
Yeah.
formed the fracking ban. They said, we're going to be sued. We're going to have people go after us. We're going to lose our jobs. Adam was coming up for tenure. And we said, don't worry about it. It doesn't matter because if you're with the group, they have to go after the group. You're not the one they're going to target. And if they go after the group and the group dissolves, they can't go after your pocketbook. And that's the only reason people sue people, is to go after them like that and scare them. So after we explained that to them, because we had learned that through the United Copper thing, that gave people a little backbone, you know?
Yeah,
They
you can't
started,
blame people at first for being fearful of being sued.
And people started to speak out because
Yeah.
they felt like they were covered.
Yeah, they were protected.
They were protected.
You know, actually, in Citizens for Healthy Growth, we had a professor from North Texas who was not yet tenured, who was a metals expert, and he was very helpful with the lead issue, obviously. And he actually got a letter from the vice president of the university at the time saying, "You better watch it."
He was threatened.
Yeah.
And that went to the newspaper and it was printed in Dallas.
Yeah, the Dallas Observer did a big expose on that, which helped us
And
remarkably.
she called up, the author of the article called up the writer and she, a journalist, and she asked the president
Vice
this,
President.
vice president, and he confirmed it and said, yes, we did send him that letter, but we realize now that he had every right to do that.